From Belarus, we head south to the former Soviet Republic of Georgia. Russians resent Georgia's Americophilia, as we saw vividly in August when Moscow invaded its former Georgian territories. Georgia has always been something like Russia's California, with great food, good wine, sunshine, a beautiful countryside, and even its own quasi-Hollywood.
Валико! Валико, да, эрти цхвари, райкна.
Валико, восемь был, один баран куда делся.
Pamela Renner lived in Tbilisi, Georgia's capital, for the past year and left just 5 days before the Russian tanks crossed the border. She brings us this story about the place of cinema in Georgian culture.
Zurab Tinikashvili is the Georgian consul in New York. He has plenty on his mind. The Russian invasion this summer threatened his own family, and his mother lives in the war zone of South Ossetia. But he took some time out from diplomacy to talk about movies. When he was a kid growing up under the Soviets, the movies meant everything.
Even to express emotions was not acceptable in the totalitarian era. And maybe only movie was the to live another life also, to live your dreams also, and then see that things are not so murky and then dark. And that was like fresh air, and then the way to see with open eyes the world also around you, and to understand who you are.
When the Bolsheviks conquered Georgia in 1921, artists in Tbilisi were already shooting movies. In the Soviet era, this little republic had a thriving movie industry. They made Russian versions of their films, too. Filmmaking was part of the communist propaganda machine, but Georgian directors often found a way to send another message. They used allegory and made films pleasurable. That in itself was bold.
When I've compared, I do remember Russian-speaking films, for example, we are regarding some tractor trailer, some reality and then ideological, you know, cliches, and then Georgian films were regarding just humanity and then regarding the simplest things in the life.
Here's an example, a classic called Cherik Alebi by the director Eldar Shengeleya. The title means the loonies or the crazy ones. It's about an old physicist and a young boy who are sent to a prison and then a rural mental hospital. Together, they figure out how to build a flying machine with scrap wood and a little knowledge of aerodynamics. And moreover, it works.
Right now is another challenge. You have freedom, but freedom is the biggest challenge. You have to be very strong to bear that freedom also, and don't forget who you are.
The free market has been brutal to the Georgian film industry. There's Hollywood product everywhere. And no more money from Moscow. Instead, Russia's been fighting proxy wars on Georgian soil, off and on, for years. A lot of film talent emigrated, like Dito Sinsadze. He was one of the emerging talents of the 1980s, but then he went to live in Germany for a decade. Earlier this year, he returned to shoot his new feature in Georgia. He used a cafe in Tbilisi for one of the locations. All over town, people were buzzing. It's been so long since anyone made a movie in Georgia.
May I smoke?
Sinsadze is 51. He learned his craft from Georgia's two leading talents, Otar Yosaliani and Eldar Shengeleya.
And we were grown because Eldar Shengeleya was my teacher and also Otar Yosaliani.
Yes.
But, you know, I mean, life changed. We become a little bit more brutal to each other. So, and this subtlety which they have because of Soviet system, and they were trying to tell stories in between, under lines, and they did it perfectly. This is how time has changed. So now, unfortunately, this globalization of everything, even the movies have become bigger, you know. It's a smaller niche now to the smaller movies.
Speaking of smaller movies, Sinsadze's young art director, Georgi Maskarashvili, just completed his own first feature, and he did it on a shoestring. He went to New York to do it. It's called Broadway 45.
The two guys were just main heroes of this film, one of 10 million guys, or maybe arriving same way to this city and thinking that all the doors will be open for them, so talented they are, and their adventure starts. Then they have to exist somehow and they're looking for a job.
Meshgarishvili shot Broadway 45 in 2 weeks with a handheld camera, and the film has a kind of naturalness and visual wit, like a low-rent Lars von Trier. And it captures the feeling of two young immigrant guys at large in New York.
Do you need any like guy workers?
Whatever.
Can do some things like... We can be a delivery boy if you want or something like that.
You want a job inside the kitchen?
It's New York and all of the nationalities are together, and all of the nationalities, they have their own freaknesses and things like that. And if you want to exist there, then you have to be same freak there. And same time to look for your way.
There's about a million Georgians living abroad right now. There just aren't jobs at home.
I think you have to be a real clown to shoot real drama. And my next film, it's going to be a real drama. This one, it was just experimented.
The question for filmmakers now is how to keep their filmmaking tradition alive, at home and abroad, against the tide of globalization and the threat of Russia.
You can't fight the evil with evil. You have to kill enemy not with a bullet, but something with humanity, you know? It's very difficult, of course.
Is filmmaking a kind of a small way to rehabilitate some corner of the world?
Yes, at least it's a possibility to just show or push somebody and tell, listen, hey, listen, go open your eyes, open your ears, just come on.
For Studio 360, this is Pamela Renner.
To take a look at Pam Renner's list of the top 10 Georgian movies, go to studio360.org.